We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Jim Hunter with Steve Molesky. We are at Bun's Sports Bar and Grill on Pratt Street, our final hot stove show before we pack it up and head to Sarasota. Now, the Orioles soon will be announcing this year's broadcast lineup. And there will be some additions this year, and there will be some tweaks to the programming and the format. And Steve Molesky and I will get into one very exciting addition in our next segment. But there will be one subtraction from the broadcast team this year, and that is the retirement of Joe Angel, who has decided, you know what, it's time to stay home with Antoinette and Mamacita and maybe work on that handicap. And Joe joins us now from his home in California. And Joe, Jim and Steve, and I can't say this came as a big surprise because you've hinted at this maybe the last 4 years, but now that it's final, it is surprising to me. Why now? Why did you decide that this was the time?
Well, Jim, it's great to talk to both of you, you and Steve, but it's amazing to me, and it's kind of disappointing that after 42 years of broadcasting Major League Baseball, it's come down to me becoming a subtraction. What is up with a subtraction? I thought it'd be a lot bigger than that, but no, I'm just kidding around. You know, I think 42 years.
I'll have to work on my adjectives.
Actually, you know what I was going to say? You know, ever since you got that knee replacement, you're sounding really good. It's amazing.
Thank you. Yeah. Dr. Jacobs does wonders.
He does good work, doesn't he? No, congratulations. And by the way, Steve Molesky, congratulations to you. I understand you'll be broadcasting a bunch of games on the internet, so that's a I'll be listening. I can't wait to tune in on the internet.
Well, thanks, Joe. But this is about you, my friend, because since this word got out a few days ago, I've seen on my Twitter and my blog and anywhere I've read a massive outpouring of affection from Oriole fans for all you did for many years, for the amazing career you've had for more teams than the Orioles, but you'll always be an Oriole to Baltimore. And some of that had to make you feel good. I hope you took a little time from golfing, a few minutes, just to look at how much the fans have said about you the last few days.
No, Steve, that's great to hear. Thank you so much. I appreciate your comments, and it's flattering. It's humbling. It's at the same time, it's somewhat embarrassing, but I feel great about it. As I began to say, after 42 years of doing it, I think that's enough. You know, I think I've had my time, and I think it's a good idea to let a young guy and guys like you maybe have an opportunity, and maybe have a young guy coming out of the minor leagues to get a chance to do what I've done for 42 years. So, you know, I think it's a great moment for me. I don't really know what it feels like yet because I'm off normally at this time of the year, but I think it would be next week. I'd be getting set to go to spring training and get reacquainted with the game and get to know all the new faces in Orioles camp this year, and that's what I normally would be doing, but that's not the case anymore, and I'm looking forward to it. All I can say is, you know, the Orioles have been fantastic. This is something that's been in the works for several months, you know, during the off season, and we finally came to the point where both the Orioles and I agreed that, hey, this is a good time to say goodbye, and I'm looking forward to it. I don't know what it feels like yet, but I can't wait to find out, but I appreciate the comments, Steve, and working with Jim Hunter along the way and Fred Manfred along the way and guys like Ben McDonald and Greg Olson and Brian Roberts and Dave Johnson on the air last year. Those are all, you know, great memories for me, and I'm going to miss all of it. But it's going to be very interesting.
You know, Joe, even as new technology comes in and so many games are broadcast on so many platforms and so many are on TV, I think the good radio announcer, which we've been so lucky in Baltimore to have so many over the years, are so important to the fans. Is there something special about that connection where you're broadcasting the game, the passion, the fun, the knowledge comes through? And I don't think you ever lost sight of that, did you? What that means at the other end of the radio.
No, you try and never lose sight of it. You know, you try and I think Jim Hunter knows this as well as anybody. I think you know it as well, that when the game starts, you know, you try and talk to one person. And if you're able to do that, you talk to a lot of people at the same time. So, and you try never to lose that fact. And all the great comments on Twitter and the internet and the phone calls and that I've heard since my announcement became, I guess it's official today.
But it's official
since
right
word
now.
Got out, it's been flattering, and you know, it's a reminder of how people felt about you, and it's flattering that people felt that way, and it's also humbling at the same time, and that's what I'm going to miss, the everyday communication and the banter and the everyday association with the ball club, and you know, it's such a soap opera, and it lasts about 6 months, and it was great to be a part of it, but like I said, I think it's time. And I think it's good for everyone concerned.
You know, Joe, you had a total of 19 years as an Oriole broadcaster, three different tours here, and I can't think of two dramatically different seasons than your first two in 1988 and then 1989. That had to be some kind of a wild roller coaster ride going from 0-21 to last place to getting Ben McDonald to almost getting into the playoffs the final year of the following year.
Yeah, no, that was one heck of a beginning. 88 up until this season, last season, that had been you know, the most memorable for all the wrong reasons, Oriole season, for that 0-21 start, 107 losses by the end of the year, and then last year happened, and in a different way, it became just as memorable, but again for all the wrong reasons. But again, you know, Jim, when the game starts, you know, there's so much interesting stuff to talk about. You get into the game, you try and forget the overall record. There's a lot to talk about with your ball club. There's a lot to talk about with the opposing ball club. And if you get into the game and describe the game and keep track of what's going on and try to be informative and try to entertain and just let the people know what's going on, I think that's your job. And I think, you know, you've done it for a long time, Jim. I think you're coming up on what, 21, 22 years with the Orioles. And
23.
So 23 years. So you know exactly what I'm talking about. You have to show up. You could broadcast the games. You make it as entertaining as possible. You try to be honest. You try to have some credibility. And I think the rest will take care of itself. So I think I was able to do that in Baltimore. And you know what's interesting, too, is it started in 1988 with that 0-21 team and 107 losses. And the next season, right down to the final weekend, with Dave Johnson pitching a big game on a Saturday, game number 161 in the regular season. They had a chance to win a division championship that year. It didn't quite happen, but it was worst to first, almost. And the fact that Dave Johnson was pitching that game, and the fact that I was there broadcasting Ben McDonald's Major League debut, and then last year, the last couple of years, getting a chance to work with Ben and Dave Johnson and guys like Brian Roberts and Greg Olson, guys that I broadcast for when they were playing, and all of a sudden they're in the booth. You know, that's a tremendous joy for me and a great honor and a great privilege, and it was thoroughly enjoyable, and those are the things I'm going to miss. The other thing, too, about being in Baltimore is the fact that, Jim, you know this, Steve, you don't see this too much in the major leagues, in the broadcast department, in the radio side, to have a guy go with a ball club, to leave once and be able to come back, and then to leave again and again be able to come back. You just don't see that very often. And I'm grateful that the Orioles were kind enough and generous enough to take me back a couple of times so that I could, you know, wind up my career as an Oriole. And I'll tell you, it's never going to happen, but if I were ever to wind up in the Hall of Fame at Cooperstown in the broadcast wing, I would take an Oriole hat with me, or maybe the Oriole bird, something like that, but that's what I would do. That's how I feel about it, and I'm tickled to death that the Orioles and I have agreed to part this way. I'm going out on my terms and on Oriole terms, and it's great for everyone concerned.
You know, I think the fans should know when you prepare for a radio broadcast, Joe has his style, I have my style, Fred Manfred had his style, and we all bring things we believe are interesting to the audience, so when it's our innings, we work them in. And the one thing that I always admired about Joe is that if I said something that piqued his interest, we would get right into a discussion about it, even if he didn't agree with me, which sometimes would make it a better discussion. And that's one of the things I think I'll miss, because I never could one-up you, however much I tried. It was George and Gracie all the time, and I was always George, and you were always Gracie. But that's one of the things I'm going to miss, is that, you know, you were always listening, and if I said anything that piqued your interest, all of a sudden it was a big discussion.
Well, you know, that's what it's all about. When you work with a partner, I think that's what you have to do. And if you don't do it that way, it's not going to last very long. So, you know, I was lucky, you know, to have you and Fred Manfra in the booth with me like that. Guys are always prepared. And to me, preparation to me was getting ready for the broadcast. Make sure that you knew everything that was going on, not only with your team, but the opposing team and around the leagues. And once you do all that preparation and the game starts, you hope that the game is good enough and interesting enough that maybe you don't have to use all that stuff that you prep for. But if it's there if you need it, and I think that's what it's all about. But the same sentiments, Jim. It was comfortable to go on the air and know that you were there for me as well if I brought something up that I wanted to talk about. So that's all part of the broadcast game, and I was lucky to do it for 42 years, and for me it was all very positive, and I'm going to miss it, but I think it's time, yeah.
All right, now the big question. Do I have permission?
Uh-oh, I'm getting nervous.
I think your partner's getting emotional. He's going to miss you.
Oh.
He has permission to miss you, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
No,
please.
To use,
I would be upset if you didn't. So. I'm going to miss it myself a lot. So do you have permission to do what?
To call him Tiny Tim.
Well, you know what? Just call him Tiny. I think you'll know who you're talking to. Pretty. I would love it if you call him Tiny, because he is Tiny. That's his name now. So if you call him Tiny, I'm sure he'd love it, and I would love it as well. So please do.
All right. Well, you belong in Cooperstown.
Haven't mentioned Tiny, you know. I'm going to miss Tiny. He's quite a character. He's a young guy, and he is smart, intelligent. He's aggressive, and I think he's going to go a long way in the business. So I'm going to miss Tiny a whole bunch. You know, he's the guy that ran the thing and controlled everything and, you know, allowed me to be myself, and that was very important. So I'm going to miss every facet of being in that booth, and hope to be there real soon to say a proper goodbye.
Well, Tiny's nodding in agreement, so I think you're right. Well, Joe, thank you so much for making this official and breaking it here on Hot Stove Baseball. It's been a good run, and God bless you and the family.
Thank you, Jim. I appreciate that. Again, thanks to the Orioles for making it so easy, and it's been wonderful, and I'm never going to forget it, and I'll be an Oriole fan for the rest of my life.
All right. Well, thanks again. We appreciate it.
All right, boys.
Thanks, Joe.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.